Learning Masechta Peah, Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. Ein Megalchin B'Toyfach. What does Min Megal B'Toyfach? Okay, so what does this over here mean? Min Kidios Dok Shekorin Loi Baravi Gilbon. Okay, it's a certain type of bean, a small type of bean that's called Rambam Perushu Min Zera Shekorin Loi Kurtimon. The daimel is similar to barley. Okay, so this is something which is similar to barley. We're not allowed to be megalgalin. What does it mean megalgalin? Zehamin im shor min Yisroim liktzor oisa biyachat to harvest them together. I mean, means
to roll them up together.
To group them together. A group. To group them together. I can't even raffle because, okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so Ein Megalgalin, Megalgalin over here means to group together. Zeh Hamin Im Shor Min Yisroim Liktzor Sam Biyachad Ki HaLeket Shehi Roy Lipol Mishor Min Yisroim. Because why not? Because the Leket. Shehoye Roy Lipol Mishor Min Yisroim Yipol Mizeh Hamin HaGeruah. Leket, which is Roy to fall from the other Min Yisroim, will fall from Zeh Hamin HaGeruah. The Nimsa comes out, Mafsid Lamim. Let's see the picture because I really don't know what's going on. Here is Toifach. Here is tefuah. Okay, tefach is tefach min shu garua. Tefach is a low quality grain. It's a low quality grain.
Okay, what is
tefach? So you see tefach. That's what it means. Tefach means a low quality grain. Megalgalin means to cut together. You see over here. You have over here megalgalin. You have the high quality grain. This is the good stuff, and this is the bad stuff. So you're not allowed to cut them together. You're not allowed to mix them to group them together. You see, taking the good stuff and you're mixing with the bad stuff. Ein the galgalin b'toyfach. Ein koytshem hatzvur avatevach b'yachat. Why not? So it says, now that we know what it means over here, because over meish ein galgalin b'tehamin im ashar min Yisroim liktzor osim b'yachat ki haleket shehoye roy lipol mishar min Yisroim. The leket that's roy to fall mishar min Yisroim lipol mizehamin hagerua. So what? I don't understand. The nimsa comes out mafsid la'aniyim. So here's the picture. Here, leket shayiroi lipol yipol mizah min agruah. Haleket shayipol yia min ha'toifach. When you cut them together, you're going to cause that the leket can be an inferior type of leket. Why? Why is that so? Yud. What is over here? Yud. Here, leket shayiroi lipol mishar min ezram yipol mizah hamin agruah. Shekevon shugaruah v'yachush. Harbe al shor haminim atoyv, mash ein kin kishukoytzer min echad bulvad ein kan chashash v'neifel mash neifel. Okay, so it seems to be saying over here is that when you harvest it, I don't know what the metzias is, but when you harvest it together, then there's a more likelihood you're going to allow to fall to the ground the min garua. But when you harvest the good stuff by itself, there's a higher probability and likelihood that the good stuff is going to fall on the ground. So if you harvest each one separately, then basically the poor people are going to gain. They're going to get a higher quality leket. But if you harvest it together, then the poor people are going to get a lower quality leket. Understand? If I harvest the good stuff separately, then the poor people are going to get leket from the good stuff. If I harvest the good stuff together with the bad stuff, then the poor people are going to receive from the bad stuff. Understand?
If I harvest stuff together, they're going to get the bad stuff.
The mitzvah is only if you harvest
the bad stuff, goes to the bottom.
Right, but
drops.
If you harvest the good stuff separately, then they're going to get from the good stuff.
Of course.
Okay, that's it. Okay,
that's what
it.
The Rav said.
So, Ein Megalgalin B'Toyfach, period. B'divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachom ematin v'chom amatin. Why? Because she'efsha. What does that mean?
It's
efsha
in the
fall.
It's
easy. The Allah Chacham Pirish. Pirish Achad Adam interpretation. We have now a new interpretation. Ooh, we have now a new interpretation. Told him it means well.
There's a well there?
Yeah, hold on. Pirish Achad. Ein ma'al in mind the Gilgul min habor lahashkos as asodah oy lahar 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 bitza. We're now allowed to go and draw water from a well in order to water the field. Oy lahar bitza. Lahar bitza means to spread, sprinkle water on the field to settle the dust. Okay? Add until shehe mashke tofeach, unless the mashke is wet. Mashke tofeach alecha, u'bishor shanim, ad shehe mashke tofeach alecha, that in order to make the field moist, alecha, b'shoshanim boim l'shul haleket b'nei shuru mafsid l'aniyim. You cause them a loss. What's the loss? So chamadim b'nei b'gush ev she yisumu ahev shesh l'aniyim b'zeh. What's the loss? What's the loss? Let's over here. Imrimesh Evsher. Evsher Shehipo Lekam and Atzvah. That's the previous Mishnah, previous interpretation. Imgaglin. Shoivim Mayim Begilgum and Abar. To make the word Betoifach. Mashkin Hatuah. Mashkin Hatuah. Koyim Akkad to Kadesh. Mashkin Toifach Al Adama. It should be wet. So what's the problem? Mashkin Hatuah Koyim Akkad to Bechli Hanikwa Toifach. The Kli is called Toifach. Okay, Mishnah. This is Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Repeat first Yisrael. Okay, it's either means either make the land moist. So what's the problem? Probably here is what's the loss? What's the loss? Why is it called a loss? He's not explaining what the loss is. What's the loss? He's not explaining. Perishacher, ein malin mayim gilgum and abo lahashka tasoda oyel arbitza ak ad shihe mashka tefeach. Until it's moist, alecha, b'shoshanim boim, b'shvil haleket, mibneishu mafsid lanim. V'hachamim matir mibneishu evshar shiyisumu ha-hefsid shlanim. You can evaluate the loss of the poor people, and you can give them a replacement. V'yitin mal hasoda kifi hashuma, according to your evaluation, shiyisumu alecha, according to Rabbi Meir that says in Megalgalin that you're not Megalgalin, you're not allowed to draw the will. Shaman the Balabayas have said, the Noital Min Huanim. Okay, we have to go to the Gahati to understand what this means. Okay, your favorite. Your favorite, Peya Perikei Mishnah Gimel. Peya Perikei Mishnah Gimel. Ein Megalgalin, but Ein Megalgalin.
Read the bottom.
Here we go. Ein Malamai, here we go. Here's the first, this is what we're stuck on. Ein Malamai, you know how to go, you know how to go draw water min habair from the well.
Is the middle of the Mishnah?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
We finished the last mission?
No, this is the mission. It's a small mission. It starts with Ein Megalgalin. What's the problem?
So it was a Tefech.
Ein Megalgalin B'Toifach.
Right.
So here it is. Ein Megalgalin B'Toifach.
Okay,
Ein Malim, I'm going to draw water from the well, and I'm going to be able to
hash. So we're talking about weed over here. These stores.
That's his first interpretation. That was the first interpretation of the Rav. Then that's where we got stuck on. We got stuck on the second interpretation. Where you've been? Where have you been?
Okay, come on.
We have two interpretations. So he's immediately entering into the second interpretation. A malin mayim begilgul mehabot lahashkos is a soda kodim shabo hanim little boss aleket. Why? Shehashka mafsido is aleket. Why? Because maybe when you water it, it ruins the leket. Okay, that's what it means. It ruins the tevach v'losh mashka tefeach. You make the land moist. Don't water. We didn't skip. And the empty ones go back. Do not go in and water the machshir hashka zeh with this utensil. Shel hamashel hatapichim. Koydem shalik toy hanim before they take us a lekech. Ayde hashka zo. Here's the key words that we are looking for. Mispashtim hamayim al pnei kol asadeh u'mafsidim es aleket. So the basic thing is you go and you pour water on the field, you ruin the leket. There's leket. There's a couple of stalks of grain that are on the field. If you make it wet, it ruins it. It's moist. It rots. So don't ruin it for the aniyim. You don't be selfish. You finished harvesting the field. Now you want to water the field. You want to make it wet in preparation for the next season. But don't make it wet until the poor people come and take their few little things. Because if you're going to make it wet, the air that you moisture is going to ruin it. Okay, so now we know what it means. So now we know what it means over here. Let's go back. Ein megalgalin b'toyfach. You're not allowed to wheel water b'toyfach in order to moisten. Or it means you're not allowed to wheel a special utensil out of the well which you use to ward. Same exact meaning. Either this interpretation, when it says toifach, it means mashkin atua, ward of the grain, koidim akotzir, us before the kotzir, not after the kotzir. Kach shemashke toifach, when it says toifach, it means the moisture, the liquid will make the grain moist. Shemashke, the mashke toifach, will bring moisture al huadama. The liquid will bring moisture upon the earth. The second interpretation is the toifach is the name of the utensil. Okay, so why are you not allowed to do this? Because by watering it now, I don't know the mitzvahs, so when you make it wet now, at this point in time, it's going to cause a loss to the poor people. Why is that really explaining why? They say that's the mitzvahs. See what it's still here? It's still here. Perish Acher, a malin mayim the Gilgal. You're not allowed to bring up water with the Gilgal, with the mechanism.
That's what I
need. The Gilgal. You're not allowed to do this. The Gilgal, when I borrow the Hashkar, it's a soda oil harbitza. Achi he mashke tefeach olecha, to make it wet. Why? B'shosh shanim bom b'shil haleket, b'nei shehu mafsid lo anim. Why? It's possible. You can evaluate the loss that will come from people. And the Baal HaSadeh will give them the replacement according to the loss. The Baal HaBayis will make an evaluation exactly of how much money he caused the loss. How much money he caused the loss to the poor people. According to him, that says he's not megalgalim. So in other words, but on the other hand, if he, the Baal HaBayis, the reason why he's doing this is because he doesn't want to suffer a loss. So therefore we take into account how much the Baal HaBayis is going to lose by not doing this. And he's allowed to deduct it from the aniyim. What does that mean? He's going to deduct it from the aniyim. That's what it means. So the Baal HaBayis, by not watering the field, he, the Baal HaBayis, will suffer a loss. Okay, so the loss that he's going to suffer, he's able to deduct from the portion that would otherwise go to the poor people. Okay, so that's it. Ein megalgalin b'toyfach, that's according to the Tanakhama. Now that it's causing a loss to the poor people, and therefore we do take away that whatever loss you will incur by not doing this, you're allowed to deduct from the poor people. Because you make an evaluation. Evshu means to make an evaluation. You make an evaluation of how much loss you're going to cause the poor people, and you can be going.
How can we mention Rebbeir last? Rebbeir is first.
It's because you come back to explain.
You shouldn't water the land.
Then he explains. The Chachamim say it's mutter. Okay, Rav Tibish Nadalia. Balabai, Shahoyo, even Mimaka Mimaka of Sahlito Leket, Shechopeo, Masoni, Yitol. Balabai, he's temporarily poor. He may be a multimillionaire at home, but on the road, he has nothing to eat. So he says something that he's got to go take. So Balabai, Shahoyo, even Mimaka Mimaka, he's traveling. But Sarach Litol, he needs for himself Leket Shechopeo. But my son, Yito, Ruchshiach Zolabeso, Yishalim. He's poor right now, I'm traveling.
He's not poor, he's a balabas.
He is a balabas at home. His assets are at home. But here, where I am now, I have nothing.
Balabas, Shahaya, Oiva, Mimakam, Lamakam.
He was traveling, he's passing.
Why is he called a balabas? What is he called? A person.
It means that at home he's a very wealthy person, but here in this current location, does not have anything with
no assets.
But Tzach Litol, he needs to go take Lekha Shechopeya. He needs to go take Lekha Shechopeya. Or Maisa on a Yitol.
What's the matter? He didn't take any money, his money belt with him?
No. He didn't. He didn't. Exactly the case. So what should he do? So he takes over here, yes, he can take Lekha Shechopeya Maisa on a Yitol. Like, Zunt 8. Go right there, you can take. And when you come home to your destination, when you return home, then Yeshalem Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. When you come home, then you go and you pay back the money that you have taken from the poor people. Uchashachzor lebeiso Yeshalem Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Is that clear by you, sir?
Yachzor lebeiso Yeshalem. Oh, you should give it to the Indian?
You send in a check. You have to pay back.
Give
it to the Indian. You have to give it to the Indian. You need not pay them back.
You were an Oni.
At that moment, tell me
you had
were
no
an
assets.
At that moment, you had no assets. We'll see over here. Good. Mishnah.
What's the matter? They didn't have money to take with them to places?
Maybe they did. Maybe in this instance, he didn't have whatever the situation was. He didn't have. He got caught. Right?
Okay, don't push the button.
Okay, right. Mishnah. Hamachlif, if someone's a machlif, with shaloi potter, what does that mean? Hamachlif, you make an exchange. I give you tour, noisin tour, oiperos loani, bechiluf masha lokat. Shaloi potter, in other words, the poor man.
He gives him Paris or, what does he say here?
Nice in petruah or peros laani bechiluf in exchange mashal lokat what the poor man
took.
Collected. So what's the shail? Shail is, do you have to be mafish to his maestros? Hamachlif ma'aniim b'shaloi with his own potter his potter b'shalaniim chayiv. What does that mean? B'shaloi potter min ha'maiser shaloi potter b'shlo. He has a different girsa. We have a base. He doesn't have a base. Shaloi potter min ha'maiser his own property is potter mashal nosan loy ha'ani. So this means, leket shichul pei, we learned this multiple times, numerous times, innumerable times, that it's your potter from meiser.
No, the ani is.
Right, the ani is potter from separating tithes on leket shichul pei. So now, the ani collects leket shichul pei. Balwai says, can you do me a favor? Can we exchange? I'll give you this. It's better quality. I'll give you. I want that. There's a special reason why I want exactly what you have. So you give me what you have, and I'll give you what I have, and I'll give you even better stuff. Lu Yitzuya. So the problem here is the Balwai gives the audience chayiv in maestros. Because this is mine. So before you give it to the poor man, you have to separate tumas and maestros. But the ani, the thing that you take from the ani, you need not separate shuma samayish, because that, since it came into his possession, within leket shechol peyah, it was potter. Memele, when you take it into your possession, you're going to be potter from separating shuma samayish. Is that clear, sir?
Not really, but okay.
Again, nachamol.
No, don't say it again. Just say the mishnah, because I'll figure it out on my own.
Oh, thank you very much. Hamachlif imho aniim, if you make an exchange with poor people, b'shaloi. What you take into your possession from the poor man, what he has given you, is potter from hafroshas shumas
amasros.
Okay. Uveshel aniim, what you give to the poor man, what the poor man now receives from you, is chayiv. Because you're giving him stuff that's chayiv, and therefore you have an obligation. Before you give it to him, you must make sure that you separate on his behalf shumas amasros. That's what the Rav says. Sheloi potter min hamaiser. What the poor man gives you, is potter. What the balabayis gives him to also, chayiv la'aser koydim shehitin lo'isol la'ani. Okay? What you give, what the balabayis gives, you have to go and be master before you give it to the poor man. Okay? Is that simple enough?
Simple enough.
Okay, potter. Shalom nechama. Shnayim shekibulas asod be'arish. Two people shekibulas asod be'arishas. Two people that were makambal a field in a sheer cropping arrangement. How do you like that? Zenoisin lezechalkoi masani, vzenoisin lezechalkoi masani. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see. Shnayim shkibus asoda v'shehim, and they're poor people by resource in sheer cropping arrangement. Lemechsa l'shush v'lurvia. Hem nasim kibal habayis. Balabayis ani, osir beleket shichu pei. Okay, shnayim shekiblus harisade berisas lebesu shaviyah. Vehem nasim kebalabayis. Balabayis ani osa beleket shel sadeyu dechsev lo salaket laani ashara laani shlo yilaket haleket shaloi. Vechayiv lahafrish. And you have an obligation to be mafrish. Lahafrish. Vechayiv lahafrish. Vechayiv lahafrish. Masa ani. Vechayiv to separate maisa ani. The law says also laani acher. V'davka kol echad al chelkoi nasa kebalabayis v'loi al chelkaveroi. Hilkach mutorim litin ze l'ze masani. Because here's the case. We have two sharecroppers. There are two sharecroppers. If you're a sharecropper, that means you are a balabayis. And if you're a balabayis, you're chayiv to be mafresh, you're chayiv in leket shikol peya, even if you are dirt poor. It doesn't matter. If you own the land, even though you don't kikin, you have no money, you have no permission to take the leket shikol peya for yourself. You have to give it to a different man. A sharecropper has the status of a Baal HaBayis. If you have two sharecroppers working together, which now each one has the status of a Baal HaBayis, and they're both very poor, so they're not allowed to take the leket shekel peah for themselves. But what they can do is, each one can give the other the leket shekel peah. You got it?
No, no, sorry.
Machlif im haniyim
here.
Shnayim shekiblu es asode barisos.
Right, they became sharecroppers.
And then they're poor.
Two people?
There are two people.
Two sharecroppers?
Together with the
Baal HaBayis? Together with the
Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is a gavir otzon. He's a gavir like you never heard about.
He lives in Flatbush? Okay, go ahead.
He's a wealthy man. That's not the issue. The sharecroppers are poor. So the sharecroppers, when they get their portion, each one's going to get a quarter of the land, half the land, whatever the situation is. Well, it can't be half.
Shnayim shekiblu es asode barisos. Go.
Zen noisim. So now each one have to give like a zen noisim lezeh chelkoi masani. The zen noisim lezeh chelkoi masani. See, each one gives the other one their portion.
The poor. The poor.
The
is,
poor.
The poor is a
church mouse.
Right. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
A base medrash.
Now let's say that.
You know? Now let us say the now the why don't you say like a base medrash mouse? Because in Beis Medrash, no one's poor. Ein oni ella bedas. If you come to Beis Medrash, you're an osher. Ein oni ella bedas. So that's why the expression is a mouse in a tiflis.
Tiflis. Very good.
So that's a good word I just told you.
Very good.
I think we should tell that to you. Who would appreciate that word? Who would appreciate that word?
You could have held it back.
Okay, it's very simple.
Yeah.
There are two sharecroppers on the field. They're both very poor, but they both have an obligation to give leket shechul peah.
Go.
So they give to each other. Each one gives to the other. Each one gives to the other.
The poorest tiflis mouses.
But not in Beis Medrash, because Beis Medrash ain't only Elabadas. So they're an Ashurim. They come from Beis Medrash. Hamakabel sadal liktzar. So a person makabel sadal liktzar. Osir beleket shechul peah. If you mekabel sadal liktzar, what does that mean? If you mekabel a sadal liktzar, okay,
to
harvest. Osir beleket shechul peah masa ani and masa ani. What does this mean over here?
He's a rich guy. The guy who does this kind of work is a
182. What does he mean over here? 182. What does it mean over here? Zenos and zedis. This zenos and lezer. But that's the previous case. So I recent masir beleket shechul peah. 182. I mekabel sadal liktzar nasa shutef betvus hasadim mabalabais.
Yeah. So he's okay. A rich guy.
Osir beleket shechul peya.
Pasha, okay?
Balabayis peya shecha leket ha'oris osir beleket shechul peya. Hoil vahu fushu al chalke besode. Okay, that's pasha, it's osir. Fine. So therefore, hamakabel sode liktsar osir beleket shechul peya maisa ani. Amr abhudi mosai, when is that so? Bizman shakibu min blemechso lishashlevia.
Avalim,
amaloish shlishmash ato koitzer shalach. But if he tells him that a third of what you harvest is shalach, mutter beleket shechul peah ve'asav masani. What's the lamedness? What's the lamedness? Shekiblo menu lemechza. Shezacha b'mechubo yuzach asav. What are you zaycha? That's the difference. A sharecropper already owns it when it's attached to the ground. If you already own it when it's attached to the ground, then you're chayiv in leket shechul peah. But if you
it's
only
not a sharecropper, a guy who's
a sharecropper. That's what a sharecropper is. A sharecropper, you work the land. Yes.
He said he's potter. Sharecropper is potter.
It's potter, right? Oh, wait, have a kabbalu yichayev, yichayev. Also, yichayev, yichayev in the shechul peah. You don't take it for yourself.
No, it says I'm a kabbal soda
liktzar.
That's a guy who's
sharecropper.
That's not a sharecropper.
Yes, it is. Look what it says. Shekiblo mimenu lemechza, or makabel said a lechza also a lechza vapeya. Oh, my son, now we explain. What is, when? There are different types of makabel. There are different types of sharecropping arrangements. Omer Rabbi Yehuda in Mosai. Bezman shekiblo shekibel mimenu lemechza leshlish vlerviya. Classic sharecropper. Shekiblo mimenu lemechza, shezocha bimchubber. Zocha bimchubber, that's the key word. If you already own it when it's attached to the ground, avol imam, let's say it's a shlish mashata koitzer, you're not going to come to the Baal when you harvest it. It's not you. That's nifor v'afal pishas betolish b'shas imor. Even though you forgot the bundles at the top of the imor, because makom kan potter, the loy karin bekitzircha. You're not chayiv in the laws of lekach shulpei because you're not, because we don't call it kitzircha. You are not the balabayas. Hoil since v'lo zocha el betolish. Good. So basically, if you have an arrangement where it does not become your possession until you actually do the actual harvest,
yeah.
So then you yourself are allowed to go into the field and collect all the things that have been forgotten. Now, the ger shneskayu lacha ketzira, ger that converts after ketzira, yach ketzira, the chayiv v'shicha. Oh, we learned before in the previous Mishnah that the ger that converts is chayiv, even though he after a harvest, the chayiv v'shicha el Rabbi Yehuda chayiv v'shum the queen and base sotcho. It's still called your field. We're not chayiv in leket. Is chayiv in shikha. It is not chayiv in leket. Because leket is the only one that's attached to the ground. Okay, so he's saying a new yisod. There's a chiluk between leket and shikha. Shikha is dafka when it's a shikha. Mishum dekrin is sotcha. You have to be the owner of the field. But when it comes to leket is the only one that's mechubar. And since you do not have possession of this mechubah, you're going to be potter. Okay, now let's see the Luschas de Mishnah. Now what about, but ma'isa oni chayiv, ba'asa b'masa. Ba'asa b'masa oni, or ma'asa oni, you're going to be chayiv because ma'asa oni has nothing to do with anything, that has nothing to do with anything else. 185. Ma'asa chelko shal oris, he's chayiv at ma'asa oni, because that's money. He's chayiv to give ma'asa oni. My son is not dependent upon the what's attached to the ground. Leket shechupay is chayiv on sodeh and on mechubar. Let's chaz the mission. It's a good mission, a very good mission. Hamachlif im ha'anim. If you go and you make an exchange with the poor people, make an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Poor man. So therefore, b'shaloi potter. What I receive from the poor man is exempt. But b'shel anim. What I give to the poor man is chayiv. Shnayim shekiblu as a sodeh barisas. Two that are sharecroppers. They're both very poor. They're both chayiv. So ze noy same lezech al kumay son. Ze noy lezech al kumay son. Each one can't keep themselves. Give. Now let's talk about the general halacha of sharecropping. Hamakabel son liktzar you sharecropper also b'leka shechupeya. Umay son you also in all of these things. Why are you also in all of these things? Because it's your karka. It's your karka. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mosav bezman shekiblu minu lemechzel shlovia. You own the karka. Avol imamola shlish mashato koitzer. You only become owner when you take possession. Koitzer. Because these things, it's not your sodeh when it comes to shikha and peya, and it's not mechubar. It's not yours when it was mechubar. So you're allowed to go take it yourself. But also my sodeh, that does not depend on mechubar until sodeh. That depends on your assets. And since you're taken, you become a rich man. You have to go give. You have to give my sodeh on whatever you collected. Okay. So we did today three mishnayos. So after the mishnah of, we learned today for 28 minutes. What?
You shut it off?
What?
Shut it off?